The big political tamasha today, the ongoing tamasha, is in Maharashtra. And you know what? Since I was away for a week, I'm sure all of you are bigger pundits on Maharashtra politics than me. Particularly now, who's gone away? Everybody knows Eknath Shinde. Everybody knows this hotel in Guwahati where all of these people are staying. And we know what's happening. Generally, the Maharashtra Assembly, anti-defection law, what the Supreme Court is saying. All that, all of you know better than me. So what does a journalist do in a situation like this? A journalist has to find a spin in the story. Now, I know that spin in the story is seen as a bad thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing always. It's a bad thing when a journalist or an editor puts spin on a story. So think of the story like a cricket ball or a tennis ball for that matter. But cricket we are more familiar with. So this is a cricket ball. You can put off spin, you can put leg spin, or you can put googly, which is an off spin ball with the action of leg spins. You can do all of that just as you can do for the cricket ball, you can do with the story also. That's bad. That when a journalist does, you know, you say that he's putting or she's putting spin on the story. On the other hand, nothing in politics is like a steady, non-spinning cricket ball. Every ball in a political story spins. So when a journalist reads the spin on that story, that is a good thing. That is not a bad thing. Putting spin on the ball is a bad thing, but reading spin is a good thing. It's a useful thing. So we are reading the spin on the Maharashtra story. And the spin on the Maharashtra story that I am reading for you today is what's happening with these family-based parties. The Thackeray party, Shiv Sena, is actually the Thackeray party. Now that is a party where family owns the entire party, so much so that all the power emanates from the family. All the power emanates from the family. So everybody has to fight for the same power, as I keep telling you again and again. Om Prakash Chatala, former chief minister of Haryana, who's lately been in jail a lot as a convict, he used to say ki hum rajneeti mein dharm karam karne teerth yatra karne nahi aaye hain. We have come not come for a pilgrimage, or we have not come to do any pious things. We've come in it for power. Hum yahan satta ke liye aaye hain. So when everybody wants power in a family run party, then everybody has to play games in the same darbar and within the same family. Some succeed, some don't succeed. Also, the ruling monarchs of the darbar, their moods can change. Today they can smile at somebody, tomorrow they can frown at the same person, and day after tomorrow they can smile at the same person they might have been frowning at 2 days back. And that is what leads to a lot of insecurity and uncertainty. And that's why so many people leave these family-run parties. In particular, if you see the record of Indian history, parties which are not family-run, that is the left, for example, the CPM, even the BJP. BJP is now sprouting many, many dynasties within it, but the basic control in the party is not with a dynasty. It has never been with a dynasty. So, still early days for BJP. We'll see what happens maybe 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now. I don't know whether I'm there or not. But right now, BJP, CPM, etc. are those parties. But look at all the other parties in the country. Most of those are family-run parties. See what's happened with the Akali Dal, for example. Akali Dal was a sound party with an ideology based in religious practice, drew its power from the Akal Takht, from Shiromani Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee, but it became a family party. It morphed into a Badal party, and since then now it has declined so badly that it's finishing at number 5 and all that. The current example before us is Shiv Sena. So all family-owned parties have seen departures. Even BJD, we've seen some departures. We saw, for example, Jay Panda. But none has seen departures like Shiv Sena has done. Shiv Sena has also had departures within the immediate and controversies within the immediate Balasaheb Thackeray dynasty family. But we will not go there right now, except to talk about his nephew Raj Thackeray, who's active in politics. His other sons were not active in politics. But see, look at the star cast of leaders who've left the Shiv Sena. And you know what? They've all generally done better after leaving the party. So I will just start chronologically. Remember Chagan Bhujbal? You see his face often now, he has a beard. Chagan Bhujbal was one of the strong men. When you say strong men, tough men of the Shiv Sena, you know what that means also. It has many connotations. Let me not go into that. So Chagan Bhujbal was the first major leader to leave the Shiv Sena 31 years back in 1991. And he took 18 MLAs with him. Not very different from what Shinde has done now. 18 MLAs he took. The same day, 12 of those 18 came back. Again, you know those things happened with Shiv Sena. 12 came back. What was he angry about? He was angry about the fact that Manohar Joshi was made leader of the opposition in state assembly by Balasaheb Thackeray. Now, there were many issues. One, of course, he wanted that position. Why are you in politics? You are not there for pilgrimage or for any piety. You are there for power, satta. Also, Manohar Joshi is a Brahmin. And Chagan Bhujbal, an OBC. Chagan Bhujbal's politics was OBC politics. And he wasn't going to have a Brahmin take that top position in the assembly on behalf of the party. That was one thing. The second thing that upset him is, now you go back to 1990-1991. That is when the Mandal Commission report had been implemented. That was a big issue for the OBCs. For Chagan Bhujbal, that was a very important issue. But Balasaheb Thackeray opposed Mandal Commission because that suited his key constituency. And that is what Bhujbal did not like. So he declared support to the Congress to begin with his MLAs, now 18 minus 12, so 6 left with him. Then he joined the Congress. He joined the Congress, became a minister. Then when Sharad Pawar quit the Congress, remember after Bombay bombings in early 1993, Sharad Pawar was made Chief Minister. Narasimha Rao sent him from Defence Minister of India to Chief Minister of Maharashtra. But subsequently, Sharad Pawar left the Congress party. With him, Chagan Bhujbal also left, and he's been there since then. He was Deputy Chief Minister in Vilas Rao Deshmukh and Ashok Chavan governments led by the Congress party, because Congress and NCP have always been allies in Maharashtra. And even now, he's a minister in the Thackeray government. So you can see that somebody who left Shiv Sena then has done quite well, became deputy CM, has been a minister multiple times. We also know that he has spent some time in jail on multiple charges, etc., etc. But I think that's a professional hazard that politicians accept. So he's there. He was the first major departee from Shiv Sena. Now, Narayan Rane. Narayan Rane actually had been briefly chief minister for Shiv Sena in 1999 for about 10 months. But you know, as things went on, he fell out and he left in 2005. Why did he leave? He left essentially because he did not like the idea that Balasaheb Thackeray was promoting Uddhav Thackeray as his successor. Because Narayan Rane thought that he was a more worthy successor. He had done more for the party. He was more senior in the party. Again, that's the problem with the family-run parties, because too many people hit the glass ceiling too soon, too early in their lives, and they didn't know where to go. And then they start exploring options elsewhere, because ideological bonds are weak, but particularly in family-owned parties. Because if ideology runs a party, then why should it be? How can it be family-owned or individual-owned? So he left in 2005. He made allegations that party tickets and party posts were being sold by Balasaheb. Balasaheb expelled him. He then left. He left. Mainly his opposition had begun in 2003, as I told you, when Balasaheb had elevated Uddhav Thackeray as the executive president of the party. That's almost 20 years back. Now, first, he joined the Congress party, right? So you go to the strongest party in the state and think they will give you something. First, he went to the Congress party. 12 years, he remained in the Congress party, and he got plenty of power in that period and built quite an empire. So 12 years, he was in the Congress party, but could never become chief minister, because Congress party then was firm not to give the chief minister to an outsider who had been brought in, like a Congi come lately, if I may coin that sort of cheapskate word expression. So 12 years he could not become chief minister. So once again, oh, chhatpata raha tha. Again, he got impatient. He left the Congress. He set up a party of his own called Maharashtra Swabhiman Paksh. Right? So that gave him, positioned him on the side. So he thought in some bandar baant, as they say, in some sort of give and take, he will be able to bargain for a better position. Finally, once he figured that BJP was a dominant party now, he merged his party, tiny party, that's Maharashtra Swabhiman Paksh, with the BJP joined it and is now a union cabinet minister. What's his portfolio? If you tell me without Googling, then a special prize from me to you. Portfolio is so unimportant because the BJP will not give anything important to him. But for him, at least he's got power and he's also got the agencies off his back because he had also some cases on him. So as you know, once you join the ruling party, you take it deep in the Ganga, ek dubki lagai, and all your sins are washed off. Sare paap dhul gaye aapke, to unke bhi paap dhul gaye sare. He's now a central minister, portfolio doesn't matter. Then Sanjay Nirupam, who's been a very vocal Congress spokesperson, I know that he'll be upset with me for that comparison today, but sometimes he's been like, today Sanjay Raut would be to Shiv Sena. Now, not in the same league in terms of headline hunting, but you know, those skills and those skills improve over time and those standards lower over time as well. Since 2005, he's been Congress Party's face and a voice. Until 2005, he was with the Shiv Sena and he was the Shiv Sena's non-Maharashtrian Hindi heartland face in Bombay, because Bombay has a large Hindi-speaking population from UP, Bihar, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, etc., etc., migrant population, and they account for a large number of votes. So Shiv Sena might say rude things about them, but they need those votes. So he was that key figure in the Shiv Sena, but he left, and nobody said it. My colleague DK Singh, our political editor, tells me, but the scuttlebutt in Mumbai and Maharashtra at that point was that he wanted to raise some questions about the sale of Reliance Infocom shares, because he wanted to say that some of those shares were sold to a company of relatives of Pramod Mahajan of the BJP. Now, Pramod Mahajan and the Shiv Sena, Balasaheb Thackeray, were very friendly. In fact, Pramod Mahajan was kind of the ambassador of the Vajpayee government and the Vajpayee Advani BJP in Balasaheb Thackeray's Darbar. So he threatened to expose it. That is Sanjay Nirupam. Balasaheb Thackeray told him not to. So he joined the Congress Party and he rose in the Congress Party. 2015 to 19, he remained the chief of the Mumbai unit of the Congress Party. This is the unit with the Deora family, etc. But he remained the chief of the Congress in 2015-2019, is still there. Raj Thackeray, that's the most important. For a long time, it was seen as if he represented the image and shadow of the old original Thackeray, Balasaheb Thackeray. He spoke like him, he acted like him, he was a tough guy, he was a bully, everybody was afraid of him. Shiv Sena's politics does not work on any ideology. Shiv Sena's politics works on dabdaba, dadagiri, you might even use the expression fear. Right? And the way Balasaheb was portrayed, say in that film by Amitabh Bachchan, Balasaheb himself said in a Walk the Talk interview with me, which you can check out, I'll share a link with you, that Amitabh Bachchan almost got that character right. So Raj Thackeray was more in that mold. But you know, ultimately what happens, blood is thicker than water. And even when it comes to blood, your direct child's bloodline is purer for you than your nephews. So Raj Thackeray figured out in 2005 that he wasn't going to be the successor, that it was Uddhav Thackeray, and he quit in 2006. He founded his MNS. Now when you watch this interview, this Walk the Talk interview with Balasaheb Thackeray, that was recorded, a two-part interview on his 75th birthday or around that time, he says that Raj Thackeray was also my son. Jab bacha tha, mere kandhe par rehta tha, he perched on my shoulder when he was a baby and keep peeing all the time. मेरे ऊपर पेशाब करता था. Later I asked Raj Thackeray the same thing when I met him in 2014, and I will share that article also from you. That's part of my writings for the Wall series, and there is a section on Raj Thackeray which we'll highlight on the screen also. And he says absolutely it is true, what Balasaheb said is true. I was like his son, but ultimately Balasaheb preferred Uddhav Thackeray, so he's gone away. When he went away, the first time after he formed his party, he did very well. 2009 assembly elections, he won 13 seats, which was very big in Maharashtra at that point for a new party. Break away from Shiv Sena. In fact, in Mumbai city, both in terms of vote share and the seats won, he had beaten the original Shiv Sena. So vote share, original Shiv Sena in Mumbai had 18%. Raj Thackeray got 24%. Seats in Mumbai, original Shiv Sena got 4, Raj Thackeray got 6. Then you have some other people, not so important, but again key people, because you know Shiv Sena controls territories. It doesn't have leaders controlling the entire state or large parts of the state except the Thackerays themselves. But it has many local chieftains. So Ganesh Nayak. Ganesh Nayak was like a chieftain of Navi Mumbai, New Bombay. He left in 1999 and he joined NCP, that is Sharad Pawar's party. In 2019, finally figured that NCP was not going to get in power anytime soon. So he joined the BJP. He's now the BJP MLA from the same area, Airoli, in Navi Mumbai. Then there is Anant Paranjpe. Anant Paranjpe was MP from Kalyan and also the Dada of Kalyan between 2009 and 2014. He joined NCP in 2014. He is a follower of Anand Dighe. Anand Dighe used to control that entire region for Balasaheb Thackeray. Now you might ask me, why has the Shiv Sena seen such hemorrhage? And if you ask me, I will show you many examples. This happens to family-run parties, because if the ideology doesn't bind you, then everybody else begins to start chafing. In some cases, it can be non-family members, as you've seen now with the Congress party. So many of the loyalists and close friends of the young Gandhis have left. So whether it's Sindhia, it's RPN Singh, it's Jitin Prasada, so many of them have left and more might leave. In other parties, when you might not even have prominent leaders, non-family leaders, say as in the case of a small state like Haryana, then family members split. Now Chautala's family is split sometimes into so many that even I have trouble figuring out where his sons and his grandsons are, right? One of his grandsons now is a partner with the BJP and has a lion's share of power in the state. The other model is that all these regional chieftains who now have family-run parties, in fact, Mamata is also taking her party, TMC, in the same direction. They usually have a spokesperson, an English-speaking urban spokesperson in Delhi, who is more often than not given a Rajya Sabha seat. So in the past, you might have had Amar Singh for Samajwadi Party, Premchand Gupta for RJD, you have various people, you had Jay Panda earlier for BJD. Now I think I would say it's probably Susmit Patra, who's a wonderfully articulate, sincere person. He's in Rajya Sabha now. Similarly, Shiv Sena has Priyanka Chaturvedi. So all these parties are the same model. They need an English-speaking urban spokesperson for TV debate, social media, etc., etc., to control the environment or to play with the environment in Delhi while they keep their power back home. But you know what happens? The power stays within the family. And if at all, there are fights for the same power within the family, as we have seen with many of these families. And that's why others there begin to chafe. And in the course of time, you start seeing this hemorrhage. And that's why you see the least hemorrhage in parties which are not family run. And there I would say at this point, once again, I would say the BJP and the CPM, or generally the left parties, also they don't count for that much these days in our national politics. In fact, if you look back on the BJP, the only sizable defection, which wasn't very different from what Eknath Shinde is doing to the Sena now, the only sizable defection was Shankar Singh Wagela in Gujarat. Although he did not immediately go to the Congress party, but he brought down a BJP government, just as Eknath Shinde is now trying to bring down the Shiv Sena government in Maharashtra. But beyond that, I don't remember any major departures from the BJP. And the CPM, the left parties, etc., if at all, have ideological splits. What was Trotsky a good guy? Was Trotsky a villain? Right? And when they have splits, they set up new factions of the left, and usually in elections they all combine and they become the left front. So there are no defections. That is the spin I thought I was reading in this Maharashtra story, and I'll share with you.